for broadcast here, and you're checking out the Grind.
What they want is what you got. They want your body and your thoughts. They've been after you for quite some time. Little did you know they've always been in your mind. And you're running.
Welcome to the show. This is Volume 16 of The Grind. This is Chris coming at you. We have a whole lot of stuff that I think you're going to like today. You just heard Broadcast Zero, those guys right off the bat. That track was What They Want off of their brand new album, Yesterday You Could Change the World. That's out on Rebel Time Records. We've got a big interview coming up with them. We've got a contest. We haven't had a contest for a while. We're going to be giving away some stuff from the guys in Broadcast Zero. And that prize pack will contain the CD that I just mentioned, Yesterday You Could Change the World, some Broadcast Zero stickers, and some other stuff for you. All you have to do is check out the Broadcast Zero video on the Grind's MySpace page. Hit it up right now. It's probably up there. www.myspace.com/burnside780. Click on the video link, and it should be that first video that pops up on you. I need you to tell me what kind of store we did the interview in front of. You should be able to read. There's some blue text there. It's between two of the guys, sort of framed up for you. All you need to do is watch that video, tell me what kind of store it was, email it to thegrindprc@gmail.com, and you could be a proud owner of that one of those Broadcast Zero prize packs. Like I said, we've got a big interview with them coming up. We're debuting some more music from the mailbox. We've got we've got a couple American bands. We've got a band called Laponia out of Tallahassee, Florida. We've got a band called Prosthetic Arms. They are a bunch of political punks, fit into the rest of the show. They're out of San Diego, California. And what else do we have? We've got a band from Germany, Reverend Kane. They're coming all the way from Stuttgart. And there'll be some other stuff in there for you. Plus, don't forget, we've got, right after the interview with Broadcast Zero, an interview with the Dirt Bombs. They're from Detroit. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with them or not. You probably will be after this. We have a new correspondent here on The Grind. Her name's Stacey Steele, and she caught up with the frontman, Mick Collins. So that's coming at you. Right now, let's get into the Broadcast Zero segment of the show. This is Broadcast Zero with Just Like Me on The Grind, Volume 16.
Well, I remember how much I looked up to you. Yeah, back in the summer of 92. You used to think you were the shit, man. Yeah, where you stood, I won't understand. But I held you too high, you couldn't breathe. It was probably my fault, I couldn't see. You were just another punk on this fucking scene. You were just like me, you were just like me. Held you too high, too much respect. Couldn't carry that load, too much neglect. So I turned your t-shirt inside out, and I remind you what you used to sing about. Remember all the vice on this fucking scene. Do you remember how much it used to mean? Well, there ain't no monkey here, but there's plenty of friends and there's plenty of beer.
Send that message. associated with this band as well. That is yours.
I take care of the zine. It's called Do More Say Less. And someone just, I was starting to do a zine, and I was like, I know all these rock bands. I'm like, they're totally awesome. And the whole idea was, there's a lot of people in punk rock who are like, yeah, you know, it's stuff like that. But at what point do you actually provide a working model to all this slogan kind of stuff? So we call it Do More Say Less, and it just focuses on doing what you're actually singing about. We just played Winnipeg, all these worker co-ops, totally like just bam, bam, awesome models, like here's how we do it, this is how we keep everything, you know, collectively owned, like doing things by ourselves outside of the system that all these bands are singing about and opposing, and they're actually doing it. So that's kind of the idea about the zine, and it's just punk bands, political articles, and that's pretty much it.
Are you guys affiliated with any social activist groups or anything like that? I read an interview that was called AWOL and Commons.
Yeah, AWOL, Anti-War Laurier, which is a group in Ottawa, Ontario, at Florida University. Also has members at some university as well, so just a little there. Organized a bunch of events, those definitely social media, Common Cause, based on the Hamilton.
Say less. They're very okay. We have this ideology, but when do we do it?
And it was actionable.
Yeah, and that's why I love Common Cause. And it's not for everybody. They definitely are a bit of, you know, leaning on extreme, but they definitely want to change things, and they're definitely doing it and not just talking about it. So it's, to me, it's worth it.
Yeah, you mentioned Rebel Time Records. I understand you guys have a new record that just dropped this month, basically.
Pretty much this month is called Yesterday You Can Change the World, and generally it took us actually a while to come to that title. It took us a long time, actually. It's actually a line from a song called Same Old Story, but I think it really encapsulates the album. It's one of the things that certainly I've seen, and I'm closing in on theory, and I've seen a lot of my friends disappear after punk rock, and as most people die.
Kind of fade out into the actual workforce.
Yeah, and it's like a sort of high school phenomenon in punk rock. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people still doing punk rock after the age of 20. But you watch a lot of your friends, and it's sad to see it. But you also see that spark, that rebellious flair fade over time. And it really is. It's like, you know, at one point you sort of start reflecting on your life, and you think, you know, what happened to me? What happened to those days? And it's yesterday you could change the world. And maybe you didn't. But you found that positivity that you were animated about it. You really cared about causes. And you went out there and you tried your hardest. You didn't succeed. The world's still the same, unfortunately. But it's that bitter, and what I always used to call it, a band called Groundless Vitamins out of Toronto. One of my favorite bands of all time, the lead singer's now in Hostage Life. Don't talk about Groundless Vitamins, because, you know, he's been on Hostage for a long time, he's doing that thing, and they're doing really well, which is awesome. But one of the things I always loved about them is bitter optimism. It was, I'm trying really hard. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to keep trying. And that's one of the greatest messages you can give. You can't just give up because you're going to fail. Just try, you know, just try. And it's yesterday, you know, we had that feel. And as I grow up and I see my friends around me, I see that thing. And it's like, it's sad. And it's about lamenting. It's about self-criticism and sort of self-deconstruction in order to reconstruct something that can be more positive and stronger. We'll be right back.
See, now we finally got a choice. What you gonna do now that you got a voice? Shooting socialism from your bedroom floor. Shooting revolution, but you don't know what for. Oh no. You didn't know what to do, but it felt alright. Socialism in your heart and a whole lot of fight. Talking better worlds over rising beers. All it really did, lessen your fears. And it's the same old story. Dreams and dreams and life goes on. Living like they told you when you're young. Living like you hate it when you're young. Tattoos become memories and regrets of a smoke-filled room that you never forget. Couldn't change the world, but at least you tried. Now it seems like I waited every minute to die. Oh no. When you're 40 years old and you're living on your why. Gone through the screen, play havoc with your eyes. Sitting in a room and listen to social tea. Remember how vicious you used to be.
Says, don't be an asshole to support your local scene, right?
Exactly, and without support for your local scene, I cannot stress this enough, without support for your local scene, we've seen so many times, there is no punk rock, there's no indie, there's no hardcore, there's no psychobilly, there's nothing. So if you don't go out to local shows and see those bands, there's no music, there's nothing, there's no art, there's no culture. Like, we need to go
service. You know, what are you doing? Can you not go to a show once a month in your hometown? I don't know where you are. Maybe you don't have shows once a month, but we do where we're from. And it's viable that you can go to a show once a month. It's $5 cover. Come on, people. Like, it was $5 25 years ago. Like, it's still $5. Exactly. And guess what? Bands are still getting paid the same amount they were 25 years ago.
It's more expensive now to drive across Canada.
Unless it's siphon gas, but yeah. It's like $1.30, $1.20 per liter. You know, we were driven. What is it again? So,
$3,500.
Yeah. Okay, we got about $1,500 to go, I think.
So, we actually have 7,000.
7,000 more to go, Les. All right, that's nice.
Less than that. Our dollar trip's like 10,000 K. I got $1.30 a liter.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's crazy, yeah.
But
I wanted to support the shows and vice versa.
And we're trying to, you know, I hate to be a whore at shows, but we kind of have to be to an extent. But at the same time, I have to say this. Every time we've only played five shows, but we know Vancouver and Victoria and Calgary with Knucklehead and Rebel Star are going to be awesome shows. We don't have to worry about that. Coming over here, we weren't, you know, we don't know what to expect. It's our first time out west. We go to Winnipeg, we go to Regina. Come here to Edmonton, and we don't know what to expect, and it turns out to be great turnouts, as you know, for us. And that's the most we can ask. Like, it's amazing to see the support, because some people are coming out for us. You know, we've done our media thing, but, you know, a lot of people are coming out for the local bands, and it's awesome to see, because we've got to do shows, and we can do that. You've seen Rebel Scout. That was the first time I saw Rebel Scout. I was like, this is one of the best bands ever. And you see those bands.
You know that they play it, but there's much energy. I'm sure you guys are the same. You put as much energy into a 15-person show as like a 200-person show. You know, you got to keep giving that energy.
And that's what makes them so great. And, and they're good people, too. That's the other thing. My show says, don't be an asshole. There is, like, two assholes I've met across Canada now. That's it. And, yeah, promoters, people at shows, they're all awesome.
The opening band today got paid a bunch of money, and they gave it to us. They're like, you're so... They drove 3 hours to get here, and they gave us the money. Like...
That's... You know, yeah, what does that say? About support for, especially to invest, because Canadian bands, like, they come a long way. It's a long trek across Canada. If you haven't traveled across Canada, it's, you know, the prairies are kind of boring. It's good to see flat land from up. We took like 10 pictures, but like 10 pictures over like, yeah, 20 hours, 10 pictures. That's not a good ratio. You want to be taking a picture every maybe like 20 minutes. You know, that's a good road trip.
I understand you guys are going to take a little bit of time off on your tour and do some camping after this week.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any tips about camping with bears?
Yeah.
We don't have bears where we're from, and I'm kind of scared.
Yeah,
if you guys have, like, bills or anything like that, keep that with you. You know, like, make sure your food is, like, locked up high away from your van and shit.
Yeah.
You can sing, like, a melody and calm cold greens and bears.
You definitely can try.
Yeah. You can sing a good tune, you know.
We're getting Doritos. That's a real question.
We are. Yeah, we have a lot of pasta.
We're definitely looking forward to even coming into the office.
It's been a surprising amount of drinking. When we came out, we said, okay, we're only gonna drink, you know, we have a day off now, so we're gonna get drunk in Edmonton. We totally did. But we also got drunk in Regina and Thunder Bay. We picked up a show in Thunder Bay, which is awesome. Good people there as well. And Winnipeg. But yeah, we're gonna go camping for a few days. This guy actually just came. Sean just came back from Florida the morning of, and we left. We left at midnight that night to go to Thunder Bay. So that's a 19-hour drive for us. But yeah, a long fucking drive. But yes, yeah, so he's we show with the CD was in Winnipeg, and this is only our fifth show with the CD. It's going, as I said, the support has been unbelievable. We're really happy about it.
Let's talk about a little bit of politics, since you guys are a political band. Let's look to the south. What do you guys think of the current election right now? Do you think it's just more puppets for the clergy?
Can I talk about something?
Oh, you can do it. Touch on it.
Wait. Let's do this generic socialist answer first, then I'll talk.
Okay.
What election? There's elections going on. I thought it apparently.
Of course, pony show.
Yeah, I just thought it was a game show. I didn't really see an election or anything. Elections to me don't really mean anything. I mean, you need decades, maybe hundreds of years of education to properly prepare people to actually make decisions in their communities that their runoff effects are going to be positive. So to me, an election, you know, sure, maybe you can vote NDP and some things will improve, but you're still supporting the same system that has not been working. I think some people see capitalism as about 400 years old. And to me, an election doesn't really matter. I think you're going to pick him in a second, but... but, yeah, like I said, without education, like, change is doing dirty work. Like, nobody wants to wash dishes all day. But to actually create change, you need education, you need an organization. And while you're doing all this grassroots of, you're supposed to be working full-time, so you can feed your family and do all this stuff, this is what I'm saying. It's not. So it's a huge uphill battle. And, you know, okay, fine. You don't want to do it, vote. And you'll feel good at the end of the day. But really, once that company decides to move somewhere and there's no support, and we've seen this, like, coming here, we've met a few people, and they, you know, they've been working, like, at a job for 30 years, and they got their little severance pay, which they probably had to fight for. And, you know, at the end of the day, what's it all add up to, you know? Yeah, not too much. So that's what I say.
Let's flip the coin and hear what you have to say.
Okay. Those are good generalities. Can I hold this for a second? This is going to take a minute. I had the opportunity to be in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, and I had the opportunity to watch Jeremiah Wright do his speech on CNN. Jeremiah Wright was Barack Obama's reverend, a so-called crazy reverend. I'm listening to the guy, and I'm listening to him, and I'm going, Brilliant ideas. And people are criticizing him for being racist and all this crap. And it's like, what are people focusing on? He's talking about the politics of difference. We are... Exactly. And and they decided to play the whole speech on the NAACP's the yearly kickoff for their theme for the year. And it was... he was talking about difference and how equality is often a tool of assimilationist policies to say, okay, well, we're all equal, so no special rights for you or you or you. We're all equal, we're all human beings, and that's that. And he's talking about different treatment for people. And I'm thinking to myself, these aren't new ideas, but they're not crazy ideas. And I hear this response coming on CNN, the analysis afterwards. Unbelievable. Clearly animated. The clearly animated Reverend Wright is like, what the hell, man? Like, the guy's just talking about difference. We're all different people. And this is one of the problems with equality. We can talk about equality. Yes, we're all equal as human beings. We all have aspirations and goals. We should all be allowed to pursue those goals. Are a liberal right, but at the same time, we're all different people. We all have different histories, different pasts, different genealogies. And when you hear someone saying, okay, well, descendants of slaves, or more appropriately for Canada, Aboriginal descendants, Métis descendants, Inuit descendants, and you say, oh, well, you know, those assimilationist policies, yes, long deceased. They still exist, though, apparently, in B.C. Some scholars that are not scholars, some politicians, have been promoting these assimilationist ideals. And it's like, what are you trying to do? And what are you trying to do? I can't believe they still exist. And you see these attacks on the Reverend, right? And, you know, not that I support everything he says, but just the fact that they're attacking this notion of difference as problematic, it just pisses the hell out of me, to be honest.
Yeah, to sort of argue against what voice of America is matter, I mean, it's kind of just completely different what voice of America is, and you know, it's supposed to try to, like, issue some ideas, or, you know, a lot of those ideas, what is going to attack, attack, it's just really giving us a hero.
Ideal, let's take it back to what we want to do.
Yeah, and if I had to put my foot down at where I stand, I'm definitely in a participatory democratic state. That is where I'd be in this, and it's definitely left. It's not as far left as Phil, probably.
I totally agree.
No, and you know, the thing is, guy, we're fucking doing this right now, okay? We're doing this, and I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. I don't care how fucking pretentious it sounds. I'm gonna say it. This is it. What everything you talk about political ideology, you talk about anything to do with that has to do with human nature. Humans. It has to do with human nature. How do we perceive human nature? How does socialism work? What do we think about humanity as a whole? If socialism can work for us, well, we think humanity is generally good and can be good. So, yeah, there's some assholes out there, but we can do this. Me personally, and yet this is one of the conversations we've been having in the last few days, and some of them I know agree that people are generally assholes and people are generally not good to each other. Morbid, I was going to go definitely scholarly there. I'll say it anyway. I'm more of I enjoy that perception of human nature, that we're definitely built on emotions, definitely relativity to ourselves. Yes, like, you know, like, Phil I care about, but, you know, like, generally, human beings, you know, it's like, you know, we don't care about everybody. We're selfish. We're assholes. It sucks. And this is one of my pleas for the modern state, because I see its function. And I know, Phil has, and if you have, and I'll argue the other side, if you have a good perception of human nature, and if you really believe in humanity, socialism works. And that's cool. And I envy that perception of humanity, because I wish I had it. I wish I believed in humanity as much as other people do. Because it's awesome, you know? It would be a great world. It really would. But I'm just, there's nothing to tell me any different yet. You know?
But we're still all there, you know, trying to bring a message out there and get people to act in a positive way. To be aware of the fact that there's an element of negativity, if you want to call it that, or whatever, human nature, that's sort of also a tendency. But I think we're still trying to stay aware of the positive message. So, you know, be aware of it, but try to do your best.
Yeah, as I said, it's self-reflection, it's self-destruction, it's self-deconstruction. For reconstruction, deconstruct their lives, reconstruct your lives, and we really need to do that. And I really feel bad for Bad Beth and Phil's position, so I want to hand it to Phil. Yeah, I know. I want to give you it, and, you know, I respect his position. So here it is.
This is the beauty, I think, is that it's the process. It's not what your ideology is. It's not what you're doing. It's about we're three different people, and we don't want people to get fucked over. So we're different. Let's work together. I have my goal. You have your goal. Let's be aware of each other's positions and where we're going, and let's work together. And then the result doesn't have to be communism or capitalism. It just has to be that we're involved with each other, we're listening to each other, and we're trying to make things better. And that's it. That's the end of it. We're going to let you talk now. This guy talked about it.
I was just going to say, now that we've heard about the political side, the divides are made. Not really divides, but, you know, there's that. Fuels. It's good work. What's up with the crackers and peanut butter? What's your other what can you be
We drink a lot, and we mess up our van sometimes. I know it's not legal to drink in your van, Wizards. We don't do that. We drink near our van. And someone else has keys and in the house that we're near. And when we're done drinking our beer and we've returned our empties, as we should, not throw them on a parking lot anywhere with a bunch of crackers and stuff, because that's We drink we drink $1 beers. James Ready. That's what we drink. Exactly. It's like Lucky Lager.
Yeah, everyone's point five, so you don't have to drink as much.
All right, so let's wrap things up because you guys are off to karaoke after this. Let's get some bands. Well, yeah, we'll do that too. But let's get some bands that we probably haven't heard about that you guys might be down with that you should let us know about, and then give them your websites.
My favorite band right now is The Fallout. They're from Toronto. Unfortunately, they just cannot play enough shows, but they're easily one of Canada's greatest bands, and a lot of people do dig their stuff. People don't even see them at shows, and they hear their songs, and they hear the lyrics, and they buy it, and that's so awesome. So that's the band I want to shout out to.
We're also on Fallout's a great one for sure.
For sure.
I don't know, I mean, I think enough people about them, which I hope that you absolutely get something wicked with the band, super hardworking, and a great message. I don't know, Knucklehead, if that's not really sure, I think I want to be with Knucklehead, so, but I love these bands like that.
Back to you soon, as much as I want to thank you too. MySpace, if you can't figure out that kind of band name and you can attach it to MySpace.com, you got some issues going on. So that's where you can find us. Our stuff's available everywhere, iTunes, Intercom, all those places if you want to check it out. You can listen to our full CD on CBC Radio 3. You can decide if you like it or not, spend your hard earned dollars on it. So that's pretty much it right there.
Just for your local scene, we're really impressed with all of Canada. It's been an amazing experience. And we're only 5 days in, or 4 days in, sorry, and you know, we're going to get to Vancouver, and I know it's going to be awesome there, and we're going to come back, and it's going to be awesome there, and it's unbelievable. It's great to see people punk rock live and well.
And it's awesome to see people who actually want to set up a network that supports it. We'll be right back.
Broadcast Zero with Velvet Doll off of their brand new album, Yesterday You Could Change the World. Now today, you could win a Broadcast Zero prize pack. All you have to do is hit up the Grinds MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780. Click on the little word that says videos, and when you see that Broadcast Zero video, I want you to watch it. I want you to tell me what kind of store did we do the interview with them in front of. It's just written up there on the glass in blue. All you have to do is find that out, send an email to thegrindprc@gmail.com, and you could be holding the brand new album, some stickers, and a bunch more, all courtesy of Randy at Rebel Time Records. Thank you very much. And the guys in Broadcast Zero. Coming up right now on The Grind, Volume 16, we are getting into the Dirt Bombs. Thank you very much to Stacey Steele. She is a brand new contributing reporter for The Grind, and she was able to sit down with Mick Collins, the frontman of this Detroit-based grungy punk rock band. Check it out. Here we go, right into it. This is The Dirt Bombs with Wreck My Flow.
Welcome to Calgary.
Thanks, you.
So far, how have you been enjoying the tour so far? This is a big one for you guys, is it not?
It's our first really long tour in years. We haven't toured like this since 2004.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a long one for us, but we're used to it now. I mean, we've done it before.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just back in the grind now.
You've been around since, is it 95? 94?
I formed the band in 92.
92.
But I didn't have a working lineup until 97, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the long. Is this the longest line,
this,
running lineup?
This is going into its fourth year, so yeah, this is the longest running lineup. It wasn't, you know, it just is.
I understand that you guys were voted 10th best band, live band. That's
right.
Amazing. Do you enjoy playing live? Is that your best thing?
It's the focus of the thing. Especially these days, you're not going to make any money selling records. You've got to, you got to take it on the road now.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is. I'm glad that people think we're that good. I'm pretty happy about that, frankly.
How do you feel about when you see bands like, say, Nine Inch Nails and Radiohead putting their albums out online for free or for people to download compared to going to a music store and buying a CD? To me, I would prefer rather going into a store and purchasing a CD and seeing the music where everything's meant to be packaged that way rather than...
Well, these days that being a collection of files online is how it's supposed to be packaged. I'm going to miss record stores.
I know.
That's just the way of it. You can't be too, sentimental about it because really...
The future is changing.
Yeah, exactly. There's just nothing else for it. That's just the way it's going to be now.
Yeah.
And these days, you put the record out to support the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So the other way around, the record is something you buy on tour. It's not the focus of the thing anymore.
Right.
And again, that's just the way of it. There's no point. There's no sense crying over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm going to miss record stores like everybody else because I'm a big record collector. I've got around 7,000 LPs, but there's going to come a time when people just won't be making them anymore.
Right.
And that's just too bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm perfectly okay with it because, it has its drawbacks too. The main thing though is that the internet gives you instant worldwide distribution, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it gives everybody else instant worldwide distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So unless people know your record exists, they're never going to find it.
I know. How do you feel when, years ago, before they sort of got quite big, you worked with the White Stripes, I understand, for a while? You cut part of an album with them, is that
no,
right?
No, no,
no.
I was never on the record with them.
No.
We know each other, but that's as far as it goes.
Okay.
We know everybody else in Detroit. This is like area of the band. We all went to the same clubs and saw the same bands, and we all hung out at the same bars all the time, so we know each other.
Okay.
Like every band in Detroit knows every other band in Detroit. Within a couple of degrees of separation. So, that's just how it is.
Do you like to play together? Sort of how, when find the band members, when they get together, they're like children, they like to play together and see how they interact with one another and how sounds differ? No, not so much?
I mean, what happens is that everybody knows people who play the way that they like. So when somebody wants to cut a record, you have your little black book of the usual suspects. And you just call up. You call up the one bass player and the one drummer and the one keyboard player and you make a record.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make a different kind of record, you call up a different bass player, a different keyboard player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it always was in Detroit. Yeah.
Is this your first LP that you've actually brought out? Is this one that
no,
you have
now? No, this is the
now?
Fifth.
The fifth one?
Yeah.
Okay, and it usually releases singles, is that correct?
Yeah, we do.
Why do you prefer
singles?
To do that?
Because I have
for
a really
your audience
short
that don't
attention
know.
Span.
Yeah, a little bit of ADD going on?
Yeah, exactly. I have a really short attention span, and so 40 minutes is about all I can devote to anything.
Okay.
So...
Is it where you get an idea and it just comes to you and you need to...
Well, no, I just... No band, CDs are a waste of my time because no band has 70 minutes worth of music in a minute stretch to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does. So my records are all, I was asked on this tour, like, how come all your records are only half an hour long? That's all I got, man.
That's all I'm giving you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all I got, so it's all I'm giving you.
Take
you
it or 40, leave it.
40 minutes is all a record is worth to me. Yeah, that's a good time to get in.
talking after me. They are saying we will never be free. Long as you hear me. First out for later. White, black, bright, obscene and tragic. Here we go again, feel the magic. We'll turn to dust. I know because I'll be thinking of you. In this great city, and the sirens and uniting. Down my nearest narrow siding, I hear the sirens calling out to me. They are saying we will never be free. Long as you hear me. 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 Long as you hear me.
I have another question for you, and this is one that I've usually asked quite a few bands, and I find it quite intriguing how it changes for each person or each individual as
sure.
well. Through the times, like through the 70s, there was a big punk movement, and in England the economy was down, and people sang about music, and people wanted to relate to something like that. And nowadays, in you know, the way that the world is now with things going on, how do you think that your fans and people that enjoy your music and you guys yourself relate to how you play to people and how you see the reaction coming from the generation that's out now compared to, say, 20, 30 years ago?
That's a good question, which I'm not sure I have an answer to, because being from America, we've been inundated with the culture of celebrity,
mm-hmm.
And so it's really not the same, as it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 40 years ago now, 40 years ago now, when, people got angry about stuff and thought they could do something about it, whereas I just feel it's just sort of beaten out of us, where, the country's probably in the worst shape it's been ever, and yet we can't do anything about it. We seem to be unable to do anything to even, be angry about it, because, mm-hmm. Shit, Oprah's on it. So yeah, it would be nice, the record, all right, 40 years ago, the record we just cut would have been considered a protest album. Now, it's just an angry man yelling.
Right. Lovely.
Yeah, that's like the sort of response, that's the difference in the perception in America,
Right.
What are you so angry about, dude? Check out Oprah.
Oh my goodness.
I shouldn't be saying Oprah. I'm trying to go to something else besides Oprah. I actually like Oprah.
Oh my goodness.
American Idols.
Yeah, exactly. Rush Limbaugh's on there, check it out. Yeah, so that's the difference between
okay.
Even 20 years ago, or 25 years ago now, in England, like in the 80s,
yes.
early 80s, or America in the 60s, that's the main difference, is that nobody just seems to want to do anything.
Do you find that the generation cares more about the music that you play, or doesn't really?
We're in a weird spot, because our fans are 20 somethings and 40 somethings. There's no middle ground in there.
I'm in the middle.
They're really.
I'm in the middle.
They're either my age or they're Ben's age. It's like, this is me, no one,
It's a very small minority of us, but we are here.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that. I'm sure they like the music. I'm not sure anyone's paying any. Whatever message is there, I think it's just kind of, in the wash of volume.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to tell Calgary or Canada at all for final end part of the interview?
I don't know.
Where are you off to after this?
We love Canada.
You love Canada?
I love it.
Had good response.
I'm a Rough Rider. I'm half Canadian, culturally speaking.
Oh, real Rough Rider fan?
I'm a Rough Riders fan.
That's
I grew up on the Friendly Giant in case I'm going to deal with everybody else. That's right.
Lee Green, excellent.
That's right. Next stop is Edmonton.
Edmonton? Nice. All right. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure meeting you, Mick.
All right.
This is Stacey for Punk Radio Cast. Thank you very much.
Time is running out, and I can't wait. I have to say this before it's too late. I want to be the one to hear you call, to catch you as you tumble while the empire falls. And when I say it out loud, I look like the meal. Left to go, slipstream of destruction has us in its tow. But there's one thing that can make it alright, holding on to you in the dying light. And when I say it out loud, I look like a meal, but I gotta do it anyway. Tell you how I feel. In the darkness that surrounds us, I'm gonna make my stand.
Mick Collins of the Dirt Bombs, that track right there was called Ever Lovin' Man, and about halfway through the interview with Stacey Steele, we heard a track called I Hear the Sirens. If you enjoyed that, you're going to want to check out the Dirt Bombs MySpace page. It's myspace.com/thedirtbombs, and you can check out where they are on tour right now. They're hitting a bunch of dates in Europe. And I'm going to mention this one more time, that big contest, the Broadcast Zero contest. You're going to want to hit up the MySpace page of The Grind, myspace.com/burnside780. Watch the Broadcast Zero video and email into thegrindprc@gmail.com, the type of store that we did the interview in front of. It's right there in the video. Check it out. Send an email and you could be a happy winner with some prize pack material, including the brand new Broadcast Zero CD, bunch of stickers, and some other stuff. But right now, what time is it? That's right. It's time for From the Mailbox.
This is From the Mailbox.
Yeah.
First up from the mailbox today, we've got Prosthetic Arms. They are out of San Diego, California. Good old political punk rock band. That last track we heard was called Generation to Be. If you guys want to check out the MySpace for these guys, it's myspace.com/prostheticarms. They're looking to get on Warped Tour this year, so if you're digging it, vote for it. Coming up next, it is another track, and this is called The Lies. Money's shut out of body, which we live in fear and style. Conquering and taking over is what America's all about. They're checked in your minds. This crooked propaganda full of lies, 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 sight and blood. Our people are brainwashed every single day. The media's here talking, yes, we're listening to what they say. 9 to 5, I'm dead or bad. Stop and think, run through that again. 9 to 5, I'm dead or bad. Heroes, maybe it was just Bush's killing season. They're not brainwashing our troops. Is government telling the truth? I don't think so. It's just a bunch of shit. Our people are brainwashed every single day. The media's just talking, yes, we're listening to what they say. 9 to 5, I'm dead or bad. Stop the ink, repeat again. 9 to 5, I'm dead or bad. Beat yourself a fucking sin. Our lies, our country's arrogance is leading to our demise. Corruption and politics, they're one and the same. If you look at our history books, our forefathers are to blame. Our people have been washed every single day. The media's here sucking as we're listening to what they say. 9 to 5, I'm dead or bad. Stop the ink, repeat again. 9 to 5, I'm dead or bad. Spin, 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 spin. The Lies from Prosthetic Arms out of San Diego, California. For our next From the Mailbox artist, we're going to jump all the way to Stuttgart, Germany. This is Reverend Kane with Between Life and Lunacy on The Grind, Volume 16.
Yeah.
Good old Stuttgart screamcore for you. That was Reverend Kane from Germany with Between Life and Lunacy on From the Mailbox. Hit up myspace.com/ReverendKaneMusic and that will take you to their site and you can check out what's coming up with them and all their news. Let's jump right to that Tallahassee, Florida band. This is Lipona. Check them out at myspace.com/LIPONA. This song is called Pressure. Is a five-piece group with a new album out called Atlas. These tunes are off of it. Coming up next on The Grind is a track called Success Stories.
Extra.
And we are just about done another From the Mailbox segment, which means we're almost done another volume of The Grind, ladies and gentlemen. For this last artist, we're going to jump back to Canada. This is another Rebel Time Records artist. They came up earlier in the Broadcast Zero interview, actually. This is The Rotten with Enemy of the State. Kitchener, Waterloo, Ontario. Hit up therotten.ca for more info on those guys. And as you heard earlier, they are doing a little cross-Canadian tour in the fall to support a brand new album that should be coming out pretty soon. What else can I say? Oh, that's right. So if you want to get your music heard on The Grind, hit up myspace.com/burnside780. There's a little link there. Send me a message. Send me some CDs. Send me an MP3 or two. Send me vinyl. Do whatever you want. If I like it, if it hits me the right way, if it smacks me upside the head, you'll probably find it on From the Mailbox. Let's see here. We're going to leave you off here with another track from The Rotten. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about what's coming up on The Grind in the months to come. We're going to be hitting up the Calgary Virgin Music Festival in June. We're also going to try and hit up the Sled Island Festival. There's going to be lots of acts. We've got Face to Face. That's something to be excited about. I'm looking forward to it. What else do we have? We've got Attack in Black. I guess Cadence Weapon's going to be playing there again. So if you caught the last volume of The Grind, the hip-hop one, and you liked what you heard, check out the Calgary Virgin Music Festival. Along with that, we've got 10 Second Epic, whole bunch of other stuff at that Sled Island Festival. I think the RZA's playing, Chicks Dig It. You gotta check it out if you're in the area, if you're in Alberta, if you're in Western Canada, if you just are a fan of music, go to Calgary in June. There's lots of stuff going down. Also, I'm going to try and bring you some stuff with Strike Anywhere, the Flatliners, and some Cullen Decker Freefall. That's going on in June in Calgary as well. Coming up on the next show of The Grind, we are going to be featuring an interview and some music with Sleeper Car. You might remember Jim Ward from At The Drive-In. He is back. Different style of stuff coming at you this time. Sleeper Car, new album is called West Texas. We will be bringing you stuff with them. And Wade McNeil's new solo project, Wade McNeil from Alexis on Fire. His new project is called Black Lungs, and we'll be bringing you an interview and some music as always. Also, it's not confirmed, but there could be a little surprise for you coming up in the next volume of The Grind as well. And if you guys like Trailer Park Boys, you might know what I'm talking about. So yeah, stay tuned to that. Just check the web, check the MySpace site for The Grind, and you'll see what's coming up. Right now, let's get to The Rotten. Let's wrap the show up. This is Human Disaster, The Rotten, On The Grind, Volume 16. I will catch you guys next time.
Our freedom, our religion keep us in the path. Well, the gods, part of it, a bigger dream. The catch is just another.